Testing.
Fana, what up, man?
Chilling. Are the levels good?
The levels are good.
Okay. I can't do whatever that voice was that Pun did on Watch Dogs. It was some weird primal yell before we just started devastating, you know what I'm saying, the beat. You know what I'm saying? Murdering the beat, if you will, with just some crazy ass fucking, you know what I'm saying, this lyrical display. And speaking of which, happy birthday, Big Pun.
I'm actually listening to Big Pun right now, man.
As you should be. You know what I mean? I don't want to sound crazy, you know what I'm saying, by saying for a number of reasons, but I do feel earnestly in my heart for a number of reasons you should be listening, you know what I'm saying, to Big Pun today. First and foremost being the fact that he was quite possibly the best lyricist ever.
Yes.
I don't know about you, if you just have, and it might be fresh in, you know, in your mind right now because you're listening to him, favorite, just completely evil, but just deliciously great Pun lines. I mean, me myself, I'm quite fond of Be the Truth. Don't let your dead body be the proof. Leave your wisdom rather with holes. And I don't mean your truth. You know what I'm saying? Or just pure, you know what I'm saying? Hit somebody with 1,000 pounds of pressure per smack. You know what I'm saying?
Hit them with 1,000 pounds of pressure.
No!
Hit them with 1,000 pounds of pressure per smack.
Can you imagine getting hit? Because you know they have machines that can actually do that. You know what I mean? Just like, can you... You know how, like, you could take a hit, you know what I mean, whatever. Like, somebody, you could take a punch. Somebody could take a punch. You're like, wow, I don't know how they're still on their feet. How do you do that? How does, physically and mentally, how do you come back from 1,000-pound smack?
He's demented, man. He's a genius and demented, like, all at the same time.
Yes. You can, the fact that Pun had a rough childhood is written all over his lyrics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of the truisms of life that I've come to really subscribe to is that negativity creates positivity. A lot of people, if I use like a personal anecdote, like a lot of people would be like, okay, Damien, you have like a very large vocabulary. I'll be like, well, my vocabulary is like that because I used to get locked in my room for months at a time, no TV, no radio, just books. So it's like, okay, it's like solitary confinement will improve a nigga's vocabulary tremendously. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I think that and then the obvious, the travails that you have to go through growing up in 80s, 90s Bronx, crack era Bronx, and then the straight and violent New York Bronx would do that too. Because he, along with people like Styles P, Beanie, according to, I took the Mac everywhere. I was my own security disabled. Like, people, when you listen to, and you just, like, yo, I really believe that shit.
Like, I believe everything. Because there's no punchline. There's no like. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I hit you with 1,000 pressure per smack. That's because I'm going to hit you with 1,000 pounds of pressure per smack.
Yeah,
like, I'm sitting here, I'm in the car driving, and I'm rapping along with this shit, and the hook is, I blew up your kids and your wife. Yeah, and I'm thinking like, what am I chanting this shit in the car right now?
And why is it making me laugh? Like, it says a lot to, I don't know, we are, it's weird. It's weird being the person that, like, the relationship is when you're, quote unquote, you know what I'm saying, used to be conscious, now it's woke. Well, when you're an intelligent person and you like to think about things and you're objective, and the older you get as a hip hop fan, a lot of things conflict. And it's not as simple as, you know, back in the day it used to be, well, it's just entertainment. Because as we're talking about with Pun right now, like, no, like, really, it wasn't. Like, Pun was fond of saying, like, I'm not a rapper, B. I mean, he was, like, literally the best rapper on the planet, but he wasn't a rapper because Christopher Rios would tell you, like, yo, I'm a street nigga. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost. Like when I sit back and I listen to Jeezy, and I don't know if you listen to the new Jeezy yet, like, I find it to be, like, G-Wag is one of my favorite songs in the world. Like, I think Shorty Red, which is another discussion, is one of the most underrated producers out there. But, like, Jeezy has sold so much crack in his life. I'm like, yo, my mom was on crack. Like, how am I listening to this shit? But at the same time, it's like straight artistry. Is it something like if I was Italian and my uncle was made and he got shot in the head, you know what I'm saying, in the game, but I still love Goodfellas. Is it something like that?
That's what I was about to say, man. I think you gotta, I know you said when we were younger, we look at it as just like entertainment, but it still really is. Like, their real name isn't Dick Punisher.
Right.
His name is Chris Rios. You know, right. His name really ain't Young Jeezy.
Right.
That's just, you know, that's their moniker. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like you said, the contradiction, like, I believe in God, but when he says, I'm battling Jesus if he passes my label, I'm snatching his halo.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, shit. That shit is how John Madden tackled your corpse, put it on the cross and hoisted it on the tabernacle. Yeah. Like, it's so anti-religious type stuff, but I'm like, the shit is so lyrically ridiculous.
Yes.
And I still like, it's dope, but I understand it, but I'm not.
You're not going to apply it to your regular life. Like, you,
right.
Right.
I'm going to go to church and somebody tries to read me the Bible. Like, I'm dying Jesus.
You're not going to rip all the pages out? Because you know me, that was like kind of one of my favorite lines. Like, yes. Rip all the pages out, pun. Do the, I'm sorry. The more lines are coming back to me.
Smoke a lot of Bible paper, seeing how long the lines will take you. Oh my God. You think about that shit, Dave. I'm smoking a lot out of Bible papers.
Think how high the lies will take. And think about it. It's been 18 years. And we like sit back and analyze, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, wow. It's crazy. It's just really, really, really crazy. And we're having fun now. This is still the big pun portion of it. And I can't wait for the segue because the barges, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to start talking about the fuck shit yet. But, you know what I'm saying? Just like mama. You know what I'm saying? We were sitting back and we were like, yo, so many times, you know, so many hours away from trying to figure this shit. And I finally realized we just niggas and sticks. You know what I'm saying? Which we even relate to today. Like, he still had his conscious fat. You know what I'm saying? Even though, like, you know what I'm saying? On the Fat Joe albums, he was versatile. He could do everything. He created my favorite happy song in the whole world. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, yeah, when I die, you know what I'm saying? I gotta play Local Bananas, dog. I gotta do that shit for me.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. And even on Local Bananas, he's rapping about the most evil shit, but it's so happy. it's just, man.
I felt bad for Black Thought, man. He destroyed
just,
that shit.
He
left Black Thought in the dust.
Now, to be fair now, and me, you know what I'm saying? No, not me, fuck that. This is you. You're on your island here. You have to defend yourself here. You're Richard Sherman running into the kicker. But Black Thought back then wasn't Black Thought now. Is that fair to say?
And that's why my defense back then was what it was, that he was Ill Delivery,
okay,
a dope-ass name,
uh-huh,
and a dope-ass group,
uh-huh,
and wasn't saying the greatest things. He was just he was just rapping his ass off.
Is it fair to say that, and we, I don't think neither one of us has tried to pinpoint when he actually became Black Thought, and to your point, when I listen to Ill Delivery Half-Life, which is one of my favorite albums ever, I like that album just as much for Malik B as I do for Black Thought, which is amazing to say now. Yeah, but I think Malik B goes on that, at least non-drug adult Malik B, you know what I'm saying, goes on that my all-time underrated list, you know what I'm saying? He's up there, you know, not up there with Fame. I think Fame's number one on that list for me, but
I love Black Thought. Like, this is not some hater shit. I love Black Thought. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I love Ill Delivery Half-Life, man.
Yeah.
Love Ill Delivery Half-Life.
Yeah.
I love the roots.
Yeah.
But, like, the first half of his career compared to the second half, lyrically,
yeah,
he's just gotten way better, which is normally not the case. Like, he's completely reversed what normally happens. Like, usually you're dope as hell, and then you kind of, like, fall off.
Right.
Where he's just, like, continuously has gotten better through the albums, and, like, the second half of it, the second 10 years is, like nobody can touch this guy's, like,
yeah. I think there's only two people that I've really seen ever do that. One is the aforementioned Black Spot, and the other is Ghostface. And it's really, to what you were saying, it's really even more miraculous for Black Spot, because Ghostface was pretty much always Ghostface. Like, he was always super ill, even though we didn't know what the fuck he was saying, but it was still ill as fuck. Like, Black Spot, see what you think about this. Is it fair to say that early Black Spot was pretty much, and I would say better, because I really can't stand his music now, and I don't want to not like it, I just have to be objective and tell what I really feel about his music. Like, it's what Eminem is now. Like, he's just still super delivery, but yo, what the fuck are you saying, B? Like, you're not saying shit. Is that fair, or is that just me?
I see what you're saying. Like, I see what you're saying. I get it. So, like, I'm not the biggest Eminem. Like, early Eminem, that first album.
It's insane. Like, Eminem, like, I go by runs. Like, I go by, like, yo, like, who has, like, when they were on top, or, like, I'm not really talking about just, like, popularity or anything. Like, I'm talking about, like, music-wise. Like, how good was their music? I would look at M, and I would even go before he reached mainstream popularity. But really, you know what I'm saying, from, like, the Slim Shady EP. But let's say from, like, 97 to, like, 2001, maybe 2002, his run.
You know who Eminem is?
Who?
Let's get you out. Eminem is Aaron Rodgers.
Yo, so you're saying Aaron Rodgers is washed now?
No. I'm not saying he's washed. Like, we know you're, like, the best QB in football.
Uh-huh.
Like, we know it's there, but you haven't really done shit since.
Okay.
Like, it's been, like, what, 6 years?
You know what? It is. You, like, know
you show signs of greatness, and when you're not great, it's everybody else's fault.
Uh-huh.
You know, production. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just... You're just still not there, though.
He's not bad working.
Like, you're living off that early shit for 6 years now.
Yeah, can I say something about Make It Last, sir?
Go ahead.
I really did not. I was unable to calculate how long it's been, because I've truly tried to suppress the memory of him and Jordy Nelson carving my fucking beloved Steelers up.
Sorry, man.
It's not alright, man. I still hate Michelle Mendenhall now and his stupid fucking face. This stupid fucking hairstyle. Yeah, I was in a stupid. I'm sorry, I'm done. I digress. I'm smart.
I only looked at that on one angle. I didn't think of.
No, it's cool.
My bad.
You know, it's not you. Aaron Rodgers did that when he was good. Aaron Rodgers. To your point.
When he was Slim Shady.
When he was Slim. Where Aaron Rodgers had the blonde mop on top.
Yeah.
Oh man! Like, oh yeah, and The pun, I'm sorry about the pun, because they just popped up in my head. I'm like, Hogan in his prime, too strong and fast, niggas got bumped. Like, I never thought about that and shit, but then you realize, like, yo, Hulk Hogan is a, especially like 80s, you know what I'm saying, Hulk Hogan was a big motherfucker. And he might not have been the fastest, but he was fast as hell for like a, what, 280, 300, 310 sometimes? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, yeah. And you weren't beating him. And that's pretty much what pun. Like, you're not, like, an angry pun? Like, you like, who do you really, like, we all men here. Like, we ain't no, you know, we ain't punks and shit. You know what I'm saying? We men. Like, other people, they bleed just like us. But, yo, you're not going to sleep at night feeling good knowing that you got beef with pun. That's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, the headboard line. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Carving BP on your forehead.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he taught the truth about the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? And Jordan. He just, oh my God. This.
I wanted to hear him and Cannabis on the track.
And Cannabis didn't want it. Think about that. Yo, Cannabis didn't want it. Like, Pun really wanted that, because he knew, like, everybody knew. Like, there wasn't, like, look, man.
Niggas, that was tough.
Yeah. I think I would have gave it to Biz.
Only because it was 98, right?
Exactly. Like
98, 99, Cannabis and Pun. That would have been epic.
Yeah, like, there's no. I mean, he's a fucking laughingstock now, and that's really, like, it's a shame that when niggas work hard to make themselves laughingstocks, because you want to give yourself people the benefit of that. Like, right now, Lil Wayne is working overtime to make himself a laughingstock. And when I think about So I was talking to somebody I work with, and he's 28. And it's about, I moved down here when I was, and well, not, you know, tonight, in 2006. And 2006 was like the, you know what I'm saying, the height of Wayne's reign. And his, you could say that his 2005 to like maybe what, 2007, 2008, like his window, that's one of the best windows in hip hop history. And he's a, and he is a living legend. But this nigga is working hard to lose all the credibility that he's ever fucking had in his life. And that's what cannabis did. Like look, like how you know what I'm saying? People like Royce, like J. Cole, like Joe Budden, like pretty much anybody that gives a fuck about lyrics looked up to cannabis. And he would just turn around and diss him. For no reason. With the whack ass shit. I don't understand. But he did just as much to raise the bar lyrically. To me, and this is going to sound controversial, but just as much as Rakim did. Like, nobody was spitting like him, you know what I'm saying, at all. Like, 97, here in 1997, it was, you know what I'm saying, cannabis was like that movie, that new movie that's out right now. It's like aliens came to the earth. Like, what the fuck are you saying? How the, like, Buckingham Palace is timeless. It's fucking timeless, yo. Like, you'll never, oh my God, how we roll, this fucking, oh, man. So listen, they're playing birthday as National Lyric Day, nigga. That's what it is.
Because you know what, I was, before I got the Pun, because I was going to listen to Pun anyway, right?
Right.
And when I was listening to not, the Lost Tapes album, right?
Right.
And I was like, damn, like, shit is so dope. And I was listening to Black Zombies, and I was feeling all, like, damn, I just want to listen to some cool shit, some uplifting shit.
Right.
Some good lyric shit.
Right.
And then I ran into the Firm album, and I was like, damn, well, I gotta put the Firm album real quick.
Okay.
Just because I remember Desperado was on there.
Oh my God.
So I threw that on there, and then I listened to it three times in a row, and I was like, all right, it's time to go listen to Pun.
Right.
Because nobody was rapping the way he was rapping, so he was rhyming inside of his rhymes.
No, you're right. The wordplay was crazy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like a... You know baseball better than I do. When they say, like, what is it, like, he's a fast-food player?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, that was Pun. You know what I mean? Like, he had the wit. He had the lyrics. He had the wordplay. He had the depth. You know what I'm saying? He was a conscious dude, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was a savage, but he was a conscious savage.
You talking about Pun or Cannabis?
I'm talking about Pun. I'm looking at Cannabis. Cannabis was a one-trick pony, but if you're the best at what you do,
but he was rhyming, his pattern was rhyming inside of the rhyme too, man. That's what I'm saying. Right before Pun came, Cannabis was doing that rhyme inside of a rhyme type shit.
Would you say, so is the fact that my brain is not giving him credit for that, is it because Pun did it and elevated it, but Cannabis really started it as far as what, rhyming inside of a rhyme with high lyricism?
It was like right after each other.
So you're gonna make me go back and
you gotta go back and listen. The way he was, his rhyme pattern was crazy. Just inside of the rhyme, it was to like, hey, it snap a crack, and the rest says chill. Like, it was like like it was
just
he was saying crazy shit, but then piercing the end and just still rhyming inside the rhyme.
So he was pinning, you know what I'm saying, his opponent in the corner and just sitting there with crazy ass combinations.
Right, just that Pun came and Pun was just rhyming inside the rhyme and then saying the most evil, sadistic shit
yes.
you can just think of.
Good usage of sadistic, sir.
Appreciate that.
Very, very. Yeah, it's like he took, and by the time he came out, like, hardcore was dead, but he really was doing straight hardcore.
Yes.
And it, like, he. And what's crazy is you could tell the influence, because, you look at the early 2000s. You could say, like, early 2000s was, on a lot of levels, like the golden age of underground independent rap. But you had a lot of that shit was whack, but people liked that shit because it was, like, it was underground, super underground shit. But a lot of the people, Vinnie Paz is a Pun descendant.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like Jedi Mind Tricks, like, if there's no Pun, there's no JMT. There's just there's not. Like, there's just, because, and also, Vinnie Paz, I don't think, is he undefeated when he is a guest or when he has guest appearances? Is Vinnie Paz, like, maybe there's a draw, but I don't think he never took an L.
he's a one-trick pony.
He is.
And he takes no L's because he's a one-trick pony.
Because you can't beat him. You can't. He's a master at it. You can't beat the master at his craft.
No, he's just 100% giving you all right uppercuts. He's not jabbing you. Like, he's like, he has his right hand down, just waiting for the perfect time to like, throw that shit. Like, there's no jabs. No, he's not working the body. You know what I'm saying? He's just like, let me land this here.
Is it all select button? Vinny Paz. So has Vinny Paz now been decreed as being the select button? But, okay, I have one example. And this is crazy because he just dropped a new album in October, last month. And he has his discography is crazy, but I do have one song. Well, I have two songs actually, because he's conscious too. So when I could bring up Shadow Business or going to like the guest appearances, I could say Savior's Day with Killer Priest. So and I think he got Priest on that, which is crazy because Priest is, you know, I'm not like, it's crazy, like I'm not a Priest fan, but I know he's good as hell. I'm just not a Priest fan, but Priest is a dope ass lyricist. Also, like, he's never, like, look, man, he went up against Cool G, and he won. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cannabis, he won. Pusher T, he won. Like, when is he, like, look, like, I mean, say what you want about Jesse Law. Jesse Law he's a super one-trick pony, too. You know what I'm saying? Yes. But you're so good, Jesse Law is so good, I can listen to him rap about drinking blood, which is kind of fucking disgusting to me. You know what I'm saying? And he, like, pretty much just like, yo, I can't say that Jesse Law is better than Vinny Paz. I have to say Vinny Paz is better than Jesse Law. And Jesse Law is dope as fuck. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Vinny Paz, like, look, man, would you like to divulge is it okay to divulge how Vinny Paz is so dope that you couldn't believe a certain thing? Is that okay to talk about?
Oh, man, yeah, the year of the white rapper.
Yes, the year 2004. I remember it like it was yesterday. Please, the floor is yours, man. Please, go ahead.
No, man, it was, I was driving you to Ipsy, man, and, yeah, man, we were listening to Paz, we were listening to, damn, what was that shit? Nonfiction?
Nonfiction, yep.
And what they did, that was so smart if you think about it. You know, you've seen the movie Five Heartbeats, right?
Yeah.
And remember when Five Heartbeats, when they got off the bus and the dude showed up, the A&R dude showed off, walked off the bus and he gave him an album. And Eddie Kane and Duck and them were like, yo, man, where the fuck are our pictures at? And we figured this would appeal to a wider variety and have no pictures of any Negroes on here. You know, so that everyone could have this feel-good music, right? So if you think about it, 2004, what the white rapper did and shit was the same thing. The A&R was like, well, we don't want to have people who like rap think, well, we don't want to buy white rappers because we don't believe what the white rapper going to say.
Right.
Let's just put pictures of somebody in Vietnam getting their head blown off. And then let's have pictures of guys in gas masks, you know what I'm saying, on the front of the album. Yeah. And so that nobody knows what you are. They'll just hear you rap some crazy shit and be like, oh, these black guys are crazy. Yeah. And when you Google image some shit and you type in Jedi Mind Tricks or you type in Nonfiction and only all these white people show up, you're like, hold the fuck up.
And if you really want to go get the racist black people demographic, let's have an album cover with a white person literally on fire and flames. Let's emoliate a white person on the cover. That'll get them on our side.
like my eyes and my brain weren't like computing the same thing at the same time. Like that shit literally blew my mind.
You said
Los is white. Look, he's white. What are you talking about, white? This guy?
Vinny Paz?
And
I got to say this real quick because I grew up in Pittsburgh and around a lot of Italian people, cool with a lot of Italian people. I feel the need to say Italian because Italian people, they will check you seriously like, yo, I'm not white. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, Italian, you know what I'm saying? If this would make any sense, you know what I'm saying? Or pretty much like the Puerto Ricans of Caucasian. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, do not, you know what I'm saying, mix me up with anything. Do that at your own risk. You know what I'm saying? To that point. But yeah,
but you know what I'm saying. It's just, you can tell they, to me personally, I think marketing wise, they purposely didn't put what they look like on the covers of their albums.
Yes.
Because of that.
I agree, because it's amazing that
Eminem wasn't on his old album cover, Dan. On the first one?
He wasn't. He really wasn't.
He wasn't. It was a fucking picture of a pill.
But the racism and the prejudice back then was so much stronger. And it's a long time ago, but it's not that long ago. But yeah, in like the late 90s, early 2000s, I mean, niggas was closed-minded, dog. Like, they're just like, not fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I listen to that shit. And me and you have had conversations before, like, yo, when hip-hop was born, you know what I mean? It was literally black people and Puerto Ricans side by fucking side. And even Pun still had, and you know what I'm saying, the whole Terror Squad had to go through all this fuck shit because, you know what I'm saying, maybe not in New York, maybe not in Connecticut, maybe not, you know what I'm saying, on the East Coast and shit like that, where people, you know what I'm saying, like black people, Puerto Rican people, you know what I'm saying, Spanish people just been living together forever. But you try to get a nigga in Kentucky, you know what I'm saying, to listen, you know what I'm saying, to fucking big, you know what I'm saying, to Fat Joe, say nigga all day, they're losing their fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand, you know, what the fuck's going on. But yeah, they really had to hide. That's crazy. That's really, really crazy.
And things you don't think about until you start thinking, like, back. And you're like, oh, damn, all these context clues were there the entire time. You never even thought about it. It's like, here, chase this before you tell you that it's actually mystery meat. You know what I'm saying?
Pause. Yes.
Pause.
Oh, yes. But he said...
It's not really steak. It tastes good, don't it?
Two steak chick. You know what I mean? I think what it was, because it was crazy as hell. Like, the debate was so crazy. Because it was literally because those trips were like an hour-long trips.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think I was just like, look, dog, he really said looks kind of resemble that fat
Polly. But you don't think about that shit. It still wasn't registering.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like if you've been, and I'm not saying you specific. I mean, like everybody. Like if you've been told something your whole entire life, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's hard for you. Like I'm pretty sure. Who was his name? Who was that? I was pretty sure it was hard for a lot of white people to fathom. Rex Chapman back in the day jumping out the gym like that. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, you're watching the movie White Man Can't Jump, but I'm looking at Rex Chapman. This motherfucker, like Tom Chambers. He's some bland motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Thunder Dan. You know what I'm saying? Like, his name is Thunder. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you get to a point, just sort of like, it's fucked up. Like, it's going to bring a damper to the conversation. But it's sort of like when you have somebody on the airplane that's fucking dying, and then the fucking black woman doctor says, you know what I'm saying, I got this from a doctor, and then the fucking white people on the white people shit, like, we need a real doctor. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is to a point that you get fed
so
much.
So fucked up.
It is so fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
like, what's more fucked up? What's more fucked up?
So
yeah, saying, like, I told you it's gonna bring a damper because it's like I've just gotten to a point where I can laugh at that story. Because when I first read that story, like, you know how some shit fucks with your head before it hits your chest? Like,
right.
that shit just fucks with my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, but what's more fucked up? Is it more fucked up for people to assume that you do something because of your race? Or is it more fucked up for people to assume that you can't possibly be something because of your race?
You know what I'm saying? I could just picture Jason Sehorn writing down that Catholic cornerback. You know, you throw the ball, don't you? You play quarterback. No. I defend. I defend the black guys. You know what I'm saying? From catching the ball. Like,
I cover black wide receivers.
Can't possibly run as fast as them.
Yeah, what was the coach that fucking completely had a fugazi resume that got the job? Well, he had the job at Notre Dame for like a half a second. You know what I'm saying? Because it's sort of like, that's how I would look at Jason Sehorn. Like, yeah.
I can't remember. Like, I need to talk about it, but I can't remember.
Like, it's like Jason Williams. Like, what are your strongest, what's your strongest attribute, Jason Williams? Shaking the fuck out of people. I remember
crossover and dribble. No, you can shoot. Hit it right. You're a shooter, right? Shoot the ball. Shoot the three.
Shoot the ball.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, it's like Byron Leftwich when he can't scramble. You're looking at this big 6'7" dude that can't fucking.
They literally had
to carry him.
Yeah, just like, come on. It doesn't look at like he's obviously not trying.
right. Like Madden still gives him a 70 speed just because, like, it's in there somewhere.
Yo, like, they, I know what, I'm afraid to go back and look at the old ratings because I believe that they would do that shit. I really do. Cause remember, we play Madden, and you'd be like, yo, like, how come all the black QBs' awareness is like fucking 60?
They're stupid and fast.
Stupid and fast.
Stupid and fast. Inaccurate for average. They can't pass for shit.
Can't pass for shit. Like, yo, like, never mind the fact that Brett Favre literally said, I don't know what a fucking nickel defense is. That nigga gets an 85. And where
am I? To know what you're playing.
You know what I'm saying?
Defensive packages out there.
Yeah, man. How crazy did, Mucha said he's driven on the super crazy too, but just like how fucking crazy, like in the moment, how fucking insane. Like you had somebody that's super, like was Brett Favre in his own way like the Dwight Iverson?
You know what? It's good. I always get into race, man, but it's like a, can you imagine if Iverson was taking drugs before and knowingly? Everybody knew that he was taking drugs, addicted to painkillers and shit. And still get the love that he got.
I mean, it's no. I mean, I can, if I wanted
anybody,
if I wanted to like be a nonfiction writer, I could imagine it and I could write that story. But nothing in my 38 years of life has shown me that was right. Because remember, I mean, granted, he did put his future wife outside the house like Dino in the beginning of the Flintstones, but they treated that shit like he fucking had shot a state trooper. You know what I'm saying? Like the helicopters was fucking out and shit like that. If he was addicted to painkillers, like which we do, I mean, matter of fact, yes, the story of us. Imagine.
To be fair, everyone knew that Lawrence Taylor was coked out of his mind. Everyone still
do
up to a certain point.
I
love Lawrence Taylor.
I'll give you that, but I would say
I want to be fair.
Yes, being fair is key. You know what I'm saying? We want people to be fair with us. We have to be fair with other people.
Right, I just want to be fair.
Okay, and I would say to that in the 80s, they were high shit. Yo,
we were high shit.
Were you talking about going after like a bunch of crazy dogs?
That's exactly what I was thinking about, too. Just high as shit.
But I think in the 80s, the super magnifying glass really didn't start popping off until like the 90s, and really like the late 90s. On that, there's a lot of shit the athletes of all tents and hues got away with back in the 70s, 80s. I mean, look at it like this, like there were stillers in the 70s that literally fucking took police on high speed chases, and then when they brung the helicopter, shot at the motherfucking helicopter. You know what I'm saying? In the room. You know what I'm saying? Pull some strings, and it's like, it's okay. That shit that happens now, you're getting at least fucking 20 to 25, you know what I'm saying, for some shit like that. Like, you can't get away with it. But, the benefit of the doubt that, and some of it, too, I'll give it, it's the fact that he's Brett Favre, not just because, you know what I'm saying, he was a white quarterback. Because he was, you know what I'm saying, but the fact that he was Mr. America and presented that way was because he was a white quarterback. But to your point, if you had anybody else, you know what I'm saying, with the painkiller shit, with his own sexual harassment shit, and the fact that his sister was literally making mess.
And I forgot he was sending out pictures of his dick.
Yes, sending out pictures of his dick, you know what I'm saying? He was sexting before sexting was really a phrase. You know what I'm saying? He was doing that shit in like, even like, it was something like, one of those years, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like his Jets years. Like, he's really like, you know, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, like, like, when you platform, you're like Nas. You don't have to have no game. You know what I'm saying? Women will just understand your story, but you still talk to me, like, I'm just going to send you a picture of my schlong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, like, my Hollis name, you know what I'm saying? Louisiana Blackwater schlong. You know what I'm saying? You can't...
stop saying schlong.
I'm sorry. But it's just like, yeah, like, he's just... It is crazy. So he did get to... Like, look, man. My privilege knows no bounds. Everybody does. Yeah, man, like, it is what it is. There's levels to shit, but there isn't. And I don't know, like, I mean, actually, I'm avoiding what we have to talk about. I don't want to talk about it. So if you want to avoid it some more, please, by all means, don't find, you know what I'm saying, with avoiding this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you have something else. Because I'm on the call, like, we avoided this shit for 35, like, for 36 minutes. Like, I said, that's great.
What is there to really say? What is there really to say?
Wait, you know what? I'll do it this way. I'll
tell you
something. I'll. Okay. Do you feel better today? Do you feel yesterday?
Yeah. Like, you know what? The crazy thing is, again, I wasn't mad as much as I was just shocked, but then not surprised.
Okay. Now, for those who don't know, like, right now, so this is being reported on the 10th of November. So, yesterday would have been the day after the election. And, yo, like, there's no other way for me to say this. Like, white people, dog, you're breaking the heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, white people are twinkle toes. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy as hell. And Nostradamus, you know what I'm saying, predicted in 2015... that Trump was going to win. And in 2015, I believe it was like either the summer or the early fall that you said that. And at the time, I was like, no. And I think that people of color, a lot of us, we like to believe in the better nature, or the possible better nature, you know what I'm saying, of white society as a whole. You know, people that know me, I'm a political junkie and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, shooting up, smacking the vein and shooting up with all types of information. Pretty much this entire year, 2016, I didn't think that Trump would win, but I thought this shit was a push. I wouldn't have put no money on Clinton whatsoever. Tuesday night, like, I went to bed before the actual, like, you know what I'm saying, results, but I kind of knew. It was, I told somebody today at work, Wednesday morning, like, I woke up, because the first thing I usually do on Wednesday morning is go to my computer, because, you know, Wednesday morning, fantasy football, that shit's crucial, B. You know what I'm saying? You get to see. And it was sort of like, I opened up my computer, and I don't know why I was a dumbass and went to CNN, because they had that shit in all fucking red, Trump wins. And it was sort of like knowing that you have a crack-addicted mother, and you're not getting shit for Christmas. But you still go run downstairs to go check the tree anyway, just in case, to see if you got a present, and seeing you ain't get shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And buckle up, it's gonna be a long ride. I mean, that's what it felt like, man. It was devastating.
It just, you could just tell when it all had, when he started to run, when he came out.
Yes.
Like, it was all, everything fell into place perfectly for him. Like, if you take a temperature of America at the time when he announced that he was running for president,
yes,
it was ready, set, made for him to run the race that he wanted to run.
And please elaborate on that, sir. Please.
So if you think about what's happened over the past couple of years to when he started to run, was America was starting to divide a little bit, because to me, and I'm sure there's stuff that happened before that, but to me, it all kind of starts with the Trayvon Martin situation, right?
Right.
Like, that was like the big, big, big trial thing, race thing that happened. And I can't recall if there was something before that was this big, but that was like the beginning to me. And then things started to happen with a little kid in Cleveland. Shot with his BB gun.
Right.
And then right after that, you had Mike Brown. Then right after Mike Brown, you had Eric Garner.
Right.
So the country was dividing already. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because the more black people were screaming Black Lives Matter, the more white people were like, well, shit, all lives matter. they weren't hearing what the actual message was.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So now you start going into your separate corners and stuff like that, right? And then Trump, boom, ran right up in there. What's the first thing he wants to do? Make America great again. Take America back. Right. You know what I'm saying? Let's build a wall. No Hispanics. Right. No Mexicans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then he has to kind of elaborate on that. Hey, now we don't need the Middle Eastern people over here. Well, just the ones who are immigrants. You know what I'm saying? I'll be radical at first, and then I'll soften it up later once I have you on my side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So as it's dividing, it's perfect for him.
Right.
Because for the past 8 years, there's been a black president, right?
Yes.
So it's like, man, some of the older white people, I would say, if you look at the demographics of who won, the votes, it was the millennials from 18 to 34. The majority was for Hillary. Let's let you know that the old. So it's like, all right, that's enough. You had your run. Now it's time to bring it back. You know what I'm saying? When you saw the people that were running, it was like, okay, well, let's see who's running. You have Hillary, who's a minority. She's a woman, right?
Well, let's call her a minority, but she's a woman, so she's definitely a
woman. She's a woman.
She's a part of a group that definitely is discriminated against heavy.
But she's on the Democratic side, so we'll figure her. We'll deal with her later.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But on our side, we got Rubio, super Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? We got Cruz, super Hispanic name. You know what I'm saying? We got the doctor's name?
Ben Carson.
Ben was riding high. Then his book came out. Hey, Ben, we see here that you stabbed. You ain't stabbed nobody. I did do it. Okay, you out of here. I did stab him. I am hard from the streets of Detroit. You know what I'm saying? So he out of here. So you like the temperature was already, to me, if you took the temperature of America at that time, man, it was all perfectly sculpted for Trump to kind of get in there. And it's crazy to say that white people were kind of feeling like they had no voice, because every time they would say something, they feel like they were getting attacked.
Did they deserve to? Or I'm not saying it like that, or as you, I'm not hitting the bad man on you. Like, is you finished or you done? I really want to know, like, if you have more to say on that, because I really want to interject on. But is there?
And this is just me from the outside looking in.
Yeah,
and so you had, and like I was telling you before, you have somebody who gives zero fucks about your feelings when he speaks.
Right.
And Trump, right?
Right.
So then what happens is, to me personally, how I feel is, so what happens is, you know what? This isn't literally speaking, you know, but we'll let him take the bullets. We won't tell you that we agree with him, but when we poll, we'll just check that Trump box every time they see who's up and down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we're not saying that we totally agree with him. We don't feel safe enough to say what he's saying. So we'll let him say it, and then we'll just stand behind him like, yeah, and then dive right behind him again. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how I was feeling 6, 8, 10 months ago. Mm-hmm. So when I saw that yesterday, that's why I was like, I felt like that the entire time. I don't see why anything really would have changed.
And if anything, we only got even more exacerbated in the fact that Hillary, with fuck the bullshit, Hillary is by far the worst candidate I've seen in my fucking life. You know what I'm saying?
She's terrible.
She's like, you literally lose to...
It's a clown show.
It's a clown show. How the fuck do you lose to a black man in America, and then you lose to Donald Trump? And just to get to some of the excellent points that you made, like, there's a lot of people talking about, well, this is a populist movement. It's a populist movement. I see a reactionary movement. Like you said, like you're saying, talking about, let's make America great again. If that wasn't a fucking the most codified slogan, I don't dog whistle slogan, I don't know what the fuck it is. Because people of color, like you said, women, we all know if you turn the, you know what I'm saying, the hands of the clock back a little bit too far, niggas don't want to travel back. Like, niggas don't want time machines, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you want to go back with AK. The shit's not fun. Like, yo, I think the best of that, the farthest I could go back without completely, utterly losing my shit is probably like 75. Like, right before my birth. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how I could deal with like the 60s, you know what I'm saying, and the 50s with that. And like you said, like, Trump, I think we do have to give Trump some credit. Before he even started this campaign, he literally sat back and watched a lot of Fox News. I mean, the first rule of businesses is to sit back and find a market. If you don't got a market, you can't sell shit. You know what I'm saying? If you got, you know what I'm saying, a trailer load of weed, but you live around nothing but straight edge people, you're fucked. Or you're gonna be a high motherfucker. So he found that market, and like you said, the way that things were going for these, now they're wrong. Empirical data will show that, you know what I'm saying, the aggrieved white masses out there, with their beliefs are wrong as far as economic or as far as like social power. You know, they're wrong. But he tapped into it and he gave them a voice because nobody else was really talking. You know what I'm saying? Saying that. And like you said, like they you were saying the way you perceive it, like you're like they feel that every time they try to speak up, everybody shouts them down. I would say. Like, because they're fucking wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, they literally are wrong. And that's what's really bothering me about this election, because people want to talk about, like, okay, well, the African-American turnout was down from it was with Obama. And mind you, that, you know what I'm saying, the turnout was record black turnout last time for Obama in 2012. And it was, like black people literally voted more percentage-wise than anybody else in the motherfucking country. But I'm like, yo, fuck this. Don't blame, you know what I'm saying, the black turnout. Don't blame the fact, which I do, you know what I'm saying, believe a part of it had to do with sexism. Don't blame the fact that one-third of Latino males voted for fucking Trump. You know what I'm saying? Don't blame it on that shit, because bottom line, it's just crazy.
That's crazy.
It is, but me and you both know, like, 13% of black men voted for Trump. But me and you both know, you can mark that down. Like, when I speak for the black men, I'm like, yo, the 13% of black men that voted for Trump, That's a combination of flat-out sexism, racism, because a lot of, you know what I'm saying, black people, you know what I'm saying, are racist, you know what I'm saying, against, you know what I'm saying, Latino people, unfortunately. And selfishness, because you got people out there like, yo, if I'm really making money, I'm thinking about myself, you know what I mean, and I'm not trying to pay taxes, and then you would be able to speak, you know what I'm saying, to it more than me. But if I was taking that, I guess I would say that sexism, you know what I'm saying, and selfishness, you know what I'm saying, for like the black males, you know what I'm saying, that did it, for the Latinos that did it, they'll probably be that. But fuck that, yo. Black people are 12% of this country. Like, you know what I'm saying? Latino people are like, what, 13, maybe 14% of this country. Like, this shit ain't on us, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are literal maps. If you look at it, if people of color, if it was just people of color voting, Hillary would have took every motherfucking state. Literally, the whole fucking map would have been blue. This isn't on this, and I'm tired of white America looking at it like, yo, why do we gotta bail these niggas out all the time? You know what I'm saying? Why you so fuck? Like, they put for the people who are, you know what I'm saying, just prejudiced, you know what I'm saying, and flat out sexist, the racist, they put that above their own personal safety and economic well-being. Period, point blank. And that's crazy to know that somebody would literally put their own, they would endanger themselves just to be like, fuck you. That, and it hurts. And it really hurts too, because you're like, you want to believe that things are getting better or things are in a better place. But I'm at a point now, like, I don't want to hear about my grandfather, you know what I'm saying, my grandparents anymore, B. Fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying, we really flat out living that. Like, got a, you know what I'm saying, El Salvadorian friend, and like, she literally was almost in tears, you know what I'm saying, thinking about that shit. Like, yo, like, you got Muslim people scared to go the fuck outside, dog. Like, it's and for, like, I don't want to hear, like, you don't know. And especially, like, fuck all these coaches. That's why I'm riding on fucking Harbaugh. That's why I'm riding on fucking Belichick. That's why I'm like, fuck Rex Ryan. Like, you are around fucking people of color. You're around niggas all day. But you obviously do not give a fuck about them at all. Because if you did, you wouldn't do something like this. It's a shame. And granted, Hillary was a horrible candidate. And granted, if they would have let anybody run, like, I think Biden would have smashed them. I think Bernie would have smashed them. I think Elizabeth Warren would have came, you know what I'm saying, but it would have been close. So there's a lot, and the fact that Hillary was the chosen one, like it was fucking Rome. Like, she put, you know what I'm saying, like, she really leaned on a whole bunch of people not to run. Like, you seen with W. Wasserman Schultz in the DNC, where they didn't fix the fight, but the rest definitely wasn't calling that shit equal. Like, this is what we got. Like, I'm literally looking to try to find ways to relinquish my Democratic Party membership. Fuck that. I don't want to be a part of that shit no more. I really don't. Like, this is it. It's almost like the same shit that happened in 2000. Like, if the people, like, whereas Trump went to the people and he gave the people what they wanted, the Democratic Party did the exact same shit. They were on some parent shit. Like, nah, you're eating this shit. You better like it. Rant over.
No, it's all right, man. It just sucks.
Yeah, it
like, I don't have anything else to say. It just sucks. Like, you could just tell, man.
Yeah, and how quiet was shit around, you know what I'm saying, that you're not at home at the moment. But I can say this, like, I've never had such an eerie commute and eerie just being in public places day in my life. It was like a mannequin challenge where everybody was moving. Like, nobody was saying shit. And it was wild because, like, you know me, I'm a reformed ice griller. You know what I mean? Like, I had, like, a default, like, yo, like, just, you know what I'm saying, mean-ass fucking face, which I don't have anymore. But, like, yo, like, people didn't want to make eye contact with me. And when they did make eye contact with me, if they looked at me any type of way crazy, like, it was sort of like the old UGK line. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, you know what I'm saying, look at me shice. You know what I'm looking shice back. Like, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck y'all. Because it's like, yo, like, I'm not going to suppress the way that I feel. I rightfully still, you know what I mean? Like, yo, y'all wrong. Somebody got, like, the greatest trick that white society ever pulled is, like, they shit don't stink. You know what I mean? Like, the last couple of weeks, cops have been getting popped left and right. Just left and right. You know what I'm saying? Last 10 days, several officers, you know what I'm saying, been shot. I don't know. I can't remember their last, you know, amount, the amount of them that's been killed. They've been all white people, you know what I'm saying, that shot them. One of them was just, you know what I'm saying, straight rebel flag motherfucker. And you don't see that shit anywhere. And I'm like, yo, y'all, you know what I'm saying, what's up? Y'all don't give a fuck about these people, you know what I'm saying? If, you know, if you cannot connect it to Black Lives Matter somehow, and it's completely erroneous when you talk about Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying, calling for it. Like, I know people that hate the police and be like, fuck the police, you know what I'm saying? They're not these Black Lives Matter people. They're not. They're doing everything in their power to be super peaceful. So it's just weird, and I don't, and like you got a daughter. Like, how do you and your wife, you know what I'm saying, go about this shit the next 4 years? Like, it's crazy. You care about your friends, your family, your loved ones, and your hurt. Because, like white people, I look at white liberals like this. Like, white liberals will always, it's like a car, right? And white liberals will always try to get off on the exit before you because they're really not trying to go where you're trying to go. They're just really not trying, you know, they're really not trying to take it there. And when you were saying about the, like, you were right about, like, really this moment in our country, this neo-60s, if you will, it started because of Trayvon Martin. And you have the push, it's like, you literally have people of color saying, yo, all we want to do, like, we've always been saying is, please treat us equal. And the pushback is, no. You know, so we don't want to, you know what I'm saying, we don't want to treat you equal. We're on the other side. And that's the divide. And that's what's so fucked up about it, because they voted, America voted for, nah, stay in your place, nigga. And to your point, I should have been just like you in 2015. Like, how do you really have a person making millions of dollars off of a GoFundMe because he's a grown-ass man that shot a fucking kid that he pursued? But he's the fucking hero. And then how does this person get away with wrapping himself in the American flag? That's what's crazy. You know, it's really like, I want to be super patriotic. I really do want to love my country. I'm like, yo, if I rep this part, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck can you, know what I'm saying, what sense does it make for me to rep the city inside of a nation but hate the nation? You know what I'm saying? That makes no fucking sense. But it's like, yo, like, you please stop. Fuck, it's not even slapping us in the face. It's like you're repeatedly hitting me over the head with a goddamn brick.
It was all right there. It's like he said about the Vinny Paz. Like, he was telling me he looks like Fat Polly, but I was just didn't want to believe it. You know, like, yeah. But no, he's not. You know, it's like when he's getting a GoFundMe and people are trying to bail Zimmerman out of jail and buying the gun for a crazy amount of money that killed Trayvon Martin. Like, it's all right there. And you can see it if you want to, but you choose to see it through rose-colored glasses.
Exactly.
You know, and then when you bring it up to them, because it's a guilt kind of a feeling,
right?
Over them, they're like, nah, but what about this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, but I have black friends. I have Hispanic friends. I have minorities as friends. So how could you say that? Right. You know, and every time you, And so when they keep feeling the push, they're like, well, we're going to push back with this.
Right.
You know, it's just like, it's overtly out there. It's just that everybody wants to be in denial about it.
Right. And I'm
saying it's frustrating. Like, I don't understand why every time you say Black Lives Matter, somebody say All Lives Matter. Nobody is saying that. It's like me saying, man, bacon smells good. Well, hamburgers smell good too. I'm not talking about fucking hamburger. I'm talking about this bacon that's sizzling on this pan at the moment. I'm not talking about the turkey burger. This cheeseburger tastes good. So do turkey burgers. I understand that. I'm talking about this particular meat at this very particular moment smells amazing. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring levity to it. That's how stupid it is, though. Like, nobody's talking about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, talking about this particular subject, this particular topic.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Choose to see it through somebody else's eyes other than your own all of the time. Because we're selfish as fuck as people.
Right.
You know, so we can only see things through our eyes, and we can never just sit there and take a step back and be like, damn, how fucked up is it? Oh, well, look at LeBron James. He made it out the hood and made $1 million. Look what the fuck he has to do.
Yeah.
He had to be one of 400 people to be so good at his job that he could make $1 million.
Yep.
You know, think about the fucking odds that needs to be done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how fucked up is it that when you see somebody of a minority driving a very nice car sitting in the front row of any sporting event, you think, is he rap or play another sport? So when somebody is in first class telling you that they're also a doctor, you're like, no, you're not Beyonce.
I'm sorry, it's so fucked up, but the most fucked up things are still funny. I think that might be the funniest thing I heard all week. I'm going to go to hell for laughing at it, but please continue, dog, because you're just saying
because it's that stupid, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can take a step back and think, like, damn, oh, no, slavery was 400 years ago. I understand it was 400 years ago.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But black people were the ones still living in the ghettos, getting hosed down and all that shit just 50 years ago. This shit is still recent. You know what I'm saying? It takes time to come out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? That Willie Lynch shit is real.
It's really sound.
It's a mind state, and it needs to be broken, and it takes time to break. It don't take 5 days, 10 years, or 50 years to break. It takes a lifetime to change, and it has to be passed down from generation to generation, and it takes time. But we continue to do the same shit.
True. And they'll say 400 years so much that it's actually like, nah, like the shit ended in like the 1860s. Like you said, and then like it wasn't like the 1860s. Like, think of it, like the 1860s to 19, you know what I'm saying, 50s was like a whole fucking period. Yeah, niggas was chilling, you know what I'm saying, the whole Reconstruction for a few years, and then Robert B. Hayes and all types of fuck shit. It's crazy. And then to your point, like, yo, like, how can you literally watch a man get choked to a fucking snuff film, get choked to death, and have it, you know what I'm saying, and that shit gets shown repeatedly, choked to death, and his crime was really, fuck the cigarettes, his crime was speaking up, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, raising his voice, he got choked to death because he actually complained, he's like, I'm tired of you fucking harassing me, and then, you see, choked to death, you know what I'm saying, the black man, the fucking Latino man, that fucking films it, you know what I'm saying? Who actually does a public good that shows a fucking murder. You end up pretty much trumping up charges on him and giving him, you know what I'm saying, significant fucking time. Like, it's just like, yo, it would be nice if people could be more empathetic, more understanding, more objective, and try to see other people's plight. Like, I get it. I understand that even though Spanish and black people were always, you know what I'm saying, the economic, you know what I'm saying, indicators and shit like that, all quality of life indicators. Like, yo, white people are doing bad, we're doing worse, generally speaking. But that doesn't mean that white people aren't doing bad. Like, I get that shit. I completely understand that when it comes to, like, politics and voting, the same way that I did not fucking want Hillary Clinton was the most unhappy vote I cast in my entire fucking life. The, you know what I'm saying, a significant portion of the white people that voted for Donald Trump, they did not want fucking Mitt Romney. You're not going to get no, you know what I'm saying, Alabama, you know what I'm saying, white dude that's going to want a Mormon from Utah businessman. You know what that shit? You know what I'm saying? They did not want McCain. The reason that Sarah Palin got put on the ticket as vice president because they wanted somebody who taught that crazy shit like her. And really, if you look at Donald Trump is an improved version of Sarah Palin. Yes, and how fucked up is that? You know what I'm saying? Everyone said that's the same too. Like, yeah, like we are.
Republicans were sitting back like, yeah, we were on the right path. What were we missing? That's it!
Oh, shit. She had titties. That was her only fucking fault. Oh, man. Anyway, you know, some fuck shit. You know, some real fucked up shit. That might be funny to you, too. Like, I didn't even think about until today that Melania Trump is going to be the first lady. And I'm like, yo.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. This chick, amazing. She literally plagiarized the speech of the sitting first lady.
Amazing.
She still gets the job. She still gets the job.
That's amazing. There's no, yo, man, you told me 15 years ago, man, 89%. Like 89, you made a concise number. Not nice enough, but 89% of the people in the world are stupid. And they went out and voted yesterday.
It's crazy. Like, I've whittled my number down a little bit, but I still feel like, yo, like it's like the stock market, but like right now,
55?
It's like 55. Because like, yeah, if you put 10 people in the room, I put it like it might just be me because I have a little bit of a curmudgeon in me. You put people in a room, 10 people in a room. There's at least four of them, like, I just cannot talk to you because you're just vapid as fuck. Like, you're not going to say any, and I can talk about anything. But I just, like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And it gets awkward because I can't listen to people who, like, it's like when you talk to somebody about sports, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. How awkward and infuriating it is simultaneously because you want to tell them, like, no, that's not it. Like, no, like, Warren Moon did not play for the LA Raiders. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not it. That's what it's like when Moses is like, how the fuck are you gonna, like, electing a president is America being human resources, which really goes back to your sexism part. Because just imagine, like, Hillary Clinton comes into your, like, look, you hire people. You literally hire people. So somebody comes in that acts like Hillary Clinton, mad experience, very intelligent. In my Biggie Smalls voice, she's been in the game for years. I don't know if it made her an animal or not. Well, actually, kind of, because she's a political animal. She's a pretty decent political animal. She's just a horrible candidate. And then you got somebody like Donald Trump. You ask him, like, okay, well, what are you bringing to this company? I will make this company great. You know what I'm saying? I will make huge improvements. It will be the best company ever. Well, how? And you let that shit ride. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Well, we had sexual harassment policies, you know what I'm saying, in this company. Well, you know, all I like to do is just, you know what I'm saying, like to grab, you know what I'm saying, women by the chest every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? But that's pretty much it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like,
we dragged Bill Cosby. All through the calls.
Yes, we did. Yes,
you know what I'm saying? He's out here slipping Mickey's and bitches' drinks for like 3 decades and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trump is out here.
Yeah, just go ahead, if you have good material, just laugh at the good material, man. It's okay, Trump, man. It's
okay. Trump is out here, you know what I'm saying? Just being Trump. That's all good, okay? Yeah. They wanted it.
They want it, and yo, he's literally saying, he literally said, I'm sorry, I do not like using, you know what I'm saying, bitch. But he's literally saying, like, yo, like, that bitch was too ugly for me to want to fuck her. He's literally said this repeatedly. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you say that? Like, how? Like, on so many levels, this person. I mean, he's a savage. He's just like, and the question you asked about Brett Favre, in comparison to Allen Iverson, like, how many kids does he have about how many women? You know what I'm saying? Does Donald Trump really care about the sanctity of marriage? It's everybody has a little bit of hypocrite in them. Everybody does. But just the blatant, like, you gotta parse that shit out. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a fucking hypocrite every day. You know what I'm saying? You just can't hit the turbo button. You know what I mean? The 500 turbo button on you all the time. Like, it's amazing because you know damn well
amazing.
No Latin person could ever get away with that shit. We just saw that a woman which all they really wrote with her on was like, yo, they wrote the email shit for like 2 years.
Yeah.
like this nigga Trump is doing new shit every other fucking day. You know what I'm saying? And the emails, it's the email, Hillary. We just don't fucking know. We're just not really fucking sure. It's
just different, man. That's all they really wanted was just somebody different, man. It was not the same old, it's just different. They didn't give a fuck who it was. He's just different.
We like
listening to Josh Norman. And why do we like Josh Norman on press conference? Not because he's, you know, the smartest guy in the world. But he's just so fucking ignorant that it's like, you know what? I'll tune in and listen.
I am. I had my podcast already. But let me ask you a question to that then. Because this is something I've really been thinking about. I could bang with the idea that people want to change. And Hillary Clinton was anything except fucking change. She was not changed. But what type of fucking Chris Tucker, smoky mind control over Debo shit does the Democratic and Republican parties have over us? Where if you want a different, Jill Stein was on the fucking ballot. Gary Johnson was on the fucking ballot. It's not like if you check off the box for the Libertarian or the Green Party person that you're fucking going to fucking disintegrate. So, and while Libertarians scare the fuck out of me, there are lots of things that Gary Johnson was saying that I was like, okay, I could rock with that. And he was actually a civil, cogent individual that I literally don't fear for him making moves domestically or, dear God, foreign policy-wise, that would get us all killed. So, I can understand the one indifference, but it wasn't like you had to vote for Trump. And it's like you don't have to have this blind party loyalty. Because what it boils down for people of color, and I want to just say, like, it's this black and, you know what I'm saying, and Latin people, because I was talking to a Filipino in my office today, and they're scared shitless too. And it comes down to the fact that, yo, we would, in mass, say, never vote for a black, a Spanish, an Asian candidate that flat out said the shit about white people that he said about us. Like, and we're like, yo, you can't fucking reciprocate that? That's what's fucked up, that, you know what I'm saying, to us, to me, if I'm reading us correctly.
It's like, when you're a minority, you have to appeal to the mass.
Right.
Because you're a minority.
Right.
When you're the majority, you are the majority, which means you're already appealing to the mass. You know what I'm saying? That's why if you're Barack, you have to be so buttoned up and so tight because you are a minority trying to appeal to the majority.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't have any hiccup. You can't have a baby mama. You can't have somebody drugged out in your family.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They caught his daughter smoking a cigarette, and they were like, oh, yeah. See? Look at this thug bitch.
She's too young.
You
know,
with your white friends, mind you.
With the white friends. You know what
I'm saying? Look at this thug. We knew it. It was in her all along. Like, you gotta be super buttoned up and tight because you're not like the majority.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and when you break from that mold, you're being compared to the rest of them. So he's just like the rest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a Hispanic and you have something something messed up in your past, or you do or say something, it's being compared to, like, see, just like the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all it's being compared to. Because that's all that's ever out there and being thrown in your face.
Right.
It's like that you're a border jumper. You know what I'm saying? You have a million people living in one house.
Right.
You know, you're a thug. You know, whatever the case is. Like, I think I had told you the story, man, that I was around some people, and they were all sitting there discussing about their grandfathers that went. Did I tell you about that? About World War II and all that stuff.
Yes, you did. Please tell that story.
You know, and like, so I'm the minority. You know, so there's not other people at the table like it. But they're all like themselves, so they're comparing. They're talking about their grandfathers that were at World War II, and that went to the Korean War, and all that stuff, and have all these high medals, and how they speak so highly. You know what I'm saying? And I had to make a decision. It was like, I can talk about my grandfather, Mm-hmm. Or I could just sit there and be like, you know what, man? It's not even worth it, because then I'll be looked at as the guy who brought the conversation down. Because my grandfather also was in the Korean War and in the Vietnam War, and was born was around towards the end of World War II. Yeah. And he also joined the Army, and he also, you know, wanted to do great things for the country, but he was told that you can only be a cook, mm-hmm. and you got to be a boxer. Mm-hmm. Because even though you're not black, you're just a Spanish-speaking nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you kind of are what you are. We're going to put you here in the corner. Now, if I say that during this conversation, that they're having a glorious time talking about, reminiscing about their grandfather and all their stories, I'm the guy that brought the whole thing down because, oh, you just complaining, you just whining. Look where you are now.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't complain. Be grateful where you are now.
Yeah.
And
don't we treat you well?
We treat you well.
Like you haven't.
And if I break, and if I break from my mold,
right,
then all we kind of knew it.
Right. Exactly. It's just like it's a crazy no-win situation, and it's unfair because it's like it forces you to suppress your humanity, and then again, like the problem continues to persist. I mean, hey yo, you really made me think about something that I hadn't thought about before. Cause it's like, because we're all human to begin with. So if you do flip the tables, shit might be the same in the same fucked up way. Possibly, we don't know. That's a huge hypothetical, but it's plausible that, okay, if you had if whoever was the majority, if it flipped, and world history was different, then it's plausible that okay, that you have a, because I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Like, I like Malcolm X. I respect Malcolm X, especially for knowing what the fuck he was doing, like in the '50s and the early '60s. Uh-huh. And but if we're not talking about post coming back from Mecca, Malcolm X was a racist motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He was racist as hell. Like, I definitely understand. He had, you know, but he was. But I could see, like, okay, like a candidate like that appealing to, because sometimes people just fall in line and shit. You know what I'm saying? All that. You know what I'm saying? Fall into that. Because, like, I know enough black people who, like, hate creates hate. Like, I know enough black people that they're like black tattoo cannons to me. Like, they'll be talking a whole bunch of intelligent shit, a whole bunch of good shit about the people shit, and they'll just flip and say some wild ass shit. I'm like, yo, I can't let this shit slide. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got white friends, right. I love. You know what I'm
right.
saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna let, I can't let that, like, that shit is mad uncomfortable. You need to change that shit because it's wrong. You know, but I can see, like, nobody's above that. Just like when people come here, you know, so regardless how they get here, they have their own prejudices. There's a huge discussion within the Asian community right now. Like, yo, like, y'all need to somehow get past these natural biases that you have against other groups, because it's crazy. Like, they're fucked in the game in a weird different type of way, because they have the quote unquote model minority shit, but they still get their own, like, them stereotypes still are hurtful for them, but they still get treated somewhat better than us. And it's like, yo, like, do you want to go here? And do you want to, it's sort of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's on out there. I'm not, fuck, I wish I had a better analogy than this. So I won't use the last part of the phrase, but it's sort of like, okay, like, yo, like, they're kind of in the house. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that's me. That's the non-explicit version of it. And we're kind of out in the field. You know what I mean? And it's like, yo, because, like, when a cop girlie got shot in New York by the rookie Asian cop. And, like, Asians were protesting that shit because they were basically saying, like, yo, you can't convict him because if he was white, he would have got off. So why you going to convict him? Which is some wild logic. But what's fucked up is that it's true. You know what I'm saying? So first off, let me commend you, dog, because you've been fucking, you know what I'm saying, on some, like, yo, like, yeah, like, you got a book coming out or some shit, dog? Like, you really, bring my book up to, like, can you please sign this, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Carlos, please, this is some dope shit that you're saying here. But yeah,
because nobody can take a step back, man. It's just dumb, man. You know, that's one of those things, man, that, because everybody always looks at it like it's black versus white, but there's so many, it's a melting pot, it's America, it's a melting pot, there's so many different ethnicities in America.
Right.
You know, so I can step back and see that there's two different groups of people fighting each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When there doesn't need to be a fight there.
Right.
And you can't have, you know, 70% against 13% or whatever it is and think the 13% is going to win.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to be continued to be a fight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you step back and you look at it and you can see it through everybody's point of view.
Yeah.
And I understand what white people are saying at times because they feel it's a double standard about certain things that they can or can't say. Like they feel that they're always going to be lashed out at if they say something wrong towards the black community. But it's because you're continuing to not understand and you're continuing to act like it's not there in front of your face.
Right. Right.
So, you know, what's the, and you know, what's the, what's the reason people argue that? What's the reason that their argument happens? Because the one side doesn't feel the other side
right
is listening to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's always, you can't fucking listen if you're always talking. Shut the fuck up and just listen. Don't nobody want to hear it, man.
True, true. You're right. You're right. And it's like it's crazy because you made me think about. You made a very good micro macro point because really it's a relationship. It's just a larger scale. It's a larger scale relationship. And like you said, if you like the biggest way to drive, I'll keep it super politically correct. You know what I'm saying? Like. Your significant other, your spouse, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Your lady, you know what I'm saying? Your man, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Like, is if you not only don't listen to them, but you invalidate what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, not only am I not listening to you, when I do listen to you, what you're saying is fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So what you're basically saying is like, you think you think I'm lying to you? You know, it's like, all I want from Christmas is for general white society, and you know, I say general because there's mad allies. You sit back, you look at the marches yesterday, like, you know, people are out there, like, people are trying hard, and any movement for any minority group in this country, white people have been there side by side. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying, that no homogeneous fucked up white bloc, you know what I'm saying, out there. But yo, please, like, stop treating us like flower pot heads. Stop, you know what I'm saying, insulting our intelligence. That's one. You know what I mean? Like, please get your people, because we can't get your people because we're not. That a lot of this country is becoming more and more segregated. Like, I'm saying, we're not going to fucking Idaho. We're not going to South Dakota. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not pretty much going to Iowa. You know what I'm saying? Or fuck that. Like, there are places in Michigan. You're not going to the UP. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain places you're not going. Like, you have to reach those.
And it's like, you know, like I was saying about understanding about why people argue, and it's because you're not understanding the other side because you're not taking the time to listen to understand, right? Like, you know, like we all went to school, went to history class, right? And they teach you history, right? We know it's not our history.
Right.
It's their history, right?
Right.
So we had to learn your history. But what you never did was learn our history. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did I tell you when we first met then? I said, you cannot really, you can be my friend, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you can't understand me. You can't know me as a friend if you don't take the time to do a little bit of research about my history.
Right.
About who I am as a Puerto Rican person living in America.
Yep.
Because then there won't be that level of understanding. You won't understand where I'm coming from when certain things happen to me or when I say certain things.
Right.
So you have to go and do your research that now when you come to my dad's house, you come to my house, talk to Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
You have a level of understanding and you understand our history and why we are the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have to take the time out. So do your research. Go out there and learn about the black plight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The label of African American is fucked. I personally don't like it and I'm not.
Fuck that. Fuck that label.
Because you're already right then and there, you're already segregating.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That you're not 100% American.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You're African American. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, right. You're not all the way there.
be happy.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't, you have to understand each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to take the time out to do your research. Mm-hmm. And until that happens, man, it's not really going to go nowhere because you don't want to understand it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's so fucked up is that when you actually, and granted, I put my biases on the table, like I'm a history junkie, I'm a political science junkie, but when you actually go ahead and do that, like, the shit is so enlightening. Like, attaining knowledge, and then, like, literally, I mean, I'm no stop percenter, but, like, getting the knowledge and then gaining the understanding, because, when I look back at it, like, 16 years later now, like, I'm so embarrassed about, like, the Carlos Delgado fucking argument. And I was, as Mr. Tony would say, I was so loud wrong. But I was so convinced, you know what I'm saying, in me being right. Like, yo, that nigga's about to be, fuck what you talking about. Like, yo, I ain't trying to hear that shit. And I was really, if it wasn't for Bernard Hopkins, I was really, you know what I'm saying, coming in to take Tito in the racial draft. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and you saw what happened, right?
But it's funny.
But imagine if that happened to you.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to look at, and that's the thing too. Like, we can't say that one is right and the other one is not wrong as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was right. Like, oh damn, but don't have, because it's ignorant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But even if you were in Puerto Rico, that shit would have been like, yo, he must die.
He must die. I understand.
Right, like, now.
I can tell. And then it's really fucked up.
Did John Madden tackle his corpse?
Put him on the cross
and hoist it on the tabernacle. Bring that shit full circle.
Oh, hey, yo, that was perfect. That was perfect. What hurts me as a black man about that, just real quick, what really fucks me up about that shit is, I'm like, yo, Bernard, you're from Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Oh,
like,
my God. Third largest population of Hispanic people.
Yes.
You know, Puerto Ricans anyway.
Puerto Ricans everywhere. Like, yo, how the fuck are you be? Like, how? Like, you know better, B. Like, you know better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, and I mean, I don't mean, like, know better, like, for your own safety. I mean, this, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't scared of shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying just know better as far as common human decency and respect. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was so fucked. Like,
that put me in a bad place.
You want him to die. Like, I just, and you know
die.
What? You know what I'm saying? What's crazy is.
Die. Just like beans. Die.
Die. And you know what? What's funny? Like, you had more of a, when I make these two comparisons, you had more of a reason to be mad that night, because I was really enjoying, you know what I'm saying, because that was back before we actually put some laws in place about how we react to each other's
You weren't understanding.
I was not understanding at all.
You weren't getting it, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
You weren't getting it.
I was really also like, what? I'm saying, like, yo.
Forgetting it. It's like watching the polls, Trump versus Obama. You know, and Trump is just pulverizing Obama. I'm like, yeah, I got still, dang. Take that up to a vote. Like, that's another one.
I didn't know, because I was literally, like, the first black versus Puerto Rican boxing. And you know, boxing is a racial Olympics. Like, it's the only sport where it's okay to be like, yo, I'm
Mexican warrior, Big George.
Protect me, Big George.
That shit was great. The way you felt then,
you pretty much never felt iller. But
Not ever.
I know I didn't feel that crazy as you felt that day, but that's how I felt when the bus fumbled going into the goal line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I felt. And I'm like, yo, like, it was like this election. I'm like, yo, Nick, like, you know how much I love the Steelers. Like, you're not even a Colts fan. Like, why are you, like, I thought we were friends.
Right.
Oh man, I'm so happy. All the way to Tati for like a week, dog. I was so happy that we won that game. I was so, oh man, I can't even think about that. I'm old now. I can't even think about that shit. I might have a heart attack. That's too much. That's a fucking some red.
But to be fair, there is no comparison.
Oh no, you're talking about
There is no comparison. That's how I rolled into Pittsburgh, grabbed the dirty towel, and wiped my ass with it.
I even hate you saying that, but that makes your point. You said
right. What I'm saying, like, right. maybe.
It's still not the same.
Right, like, exactly.
It's not just a case like if the real black and green flag was literally like the black American flag for real. You know what I'm saying? That's, and you just threw that shit down. You know what I'm saying? Like there's nothing like.
Here's the equivalent. I used to go to my homeboy house, right? And my homeboy's parents, man, were super pro Malcolm X. It was just Malcolm X picture in their kitchen. It's like me running in their kitchen, grabbing the Malcolm X picture, and slamming it on the ground. In their kitchen.
That has to be an in and out job.
If I'm visiting,
you want to go home.
As they're making, literally, as they were frying me chicken, because I was spending the night.
What's feeding you? What's giving you shelter?
Right.
I sincerely apologize, dog. Like, I really, like, no, like, it's a goddamn shame that it took, what, 15 years? Like, 15 years? It was really fucked up. Like, I had a whole, like, it's like this, I had, like, a little year of on-the-job training before the fight, you know what I'm saying? And I just did not know. And to take our story to once again be fair to white people, like, they're all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it is, like, they do pay for the sins of other white people a lot. They do. You know what I mean? Because it's like, since we deal with so many fucking banging your head on your desk moments, is that our patience, our tolerance for it is so low. It's just so fucking low. It's sort of like, you know, like the question threshold. Like, yo, once you get past, like, that second question, your third question better be good as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel the rage, you know what I'm saying, welling within me. And the same way that I was completely ignorant to, like, how disrespectful what Bernard Hopkins did and, like, how disrespectful it was for me to really just be gleefully happy that he was beating, the shit out of Tito that night. It's a way that, like, for some, like white people to be like, what? Well, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's funny. It's not happening to us. It's happening to you.
To you? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I got stories, dog. I've been done wrong for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I tell you, dog, I used to go hoop and shit when I had Next. Motherfuckers, I ain't talking about that shit.
Oh, no, please.
I be hooping. I be at Joe D or something, right?
Yeah.
And then they're hooping and shit. And they're like, yo, who got Next? And I raise my hand like, I got Next. They're like, yo, Chico got Next. Yeah. Hey, yo, Rico got Next.
You know,
Rico Suave got Next.
Hey, yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
You know, and again, I'm the minority. You know what I'm saying? The minority can't speak up against the majority, which at that time,
right.
Like Joe D. So the majority of people playing basketball are black.
Right.
But who the fuck you talking to? Right. Say, my name is Carlos, which makes it no better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
but that's like we're at the baseball field, we're at the hockey arena. You know what I'm saying? Who got Next? And you raise your hand. Yeah, Jamal got Next.
Jamal
got Next. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the most ridiculous thing you can think of when it comes to it. So Leroy got Next.
Yeah, Leroy we fight, you know? Leroy Rio, I don't give a fuck. Unless I'm at work.
On site, right?
You know what I'm saying? Unless I'm at work, like, you call me Leroy, you know what I'm saying? If you do it on some fucking blood and blood, Leroy.
Leroy
James. Yeah. And, like, I'm sorry, it's like, that in Detroit's a perfect example of that, too. Because I don't like the way that people promote diversity, like, when I say promote it, I mean like the way they try to implement it. But I do believe the diversity is necessary because that's like, and I said, like, I look at, like, I mean, granted, you know what I'm saying, there's issues everywhere, but like, I really look at, like, New York, and I'm like, yo, like, these motherfuckers, they just get them, like, I would imagine, like, they're just like me and their shit, generally speaking. I'm just like I'm tens of thousands of fucking Aguilars and Sean P's and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Relationships like that. Like, people don't, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, you live together, you share experience. But when you get fucking when you're forced to be isolated by policy, or when you isolate yourself and you get mad as fuck, you know what I'm saying, when somebody moves on your block, like, you're never gonna, it takes time to understand, it's just like, in a relationship, it takes time to know, like, yo, I'm not gonna do this shit around my girl because this shit will piss her the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did, like, it took time, you know, like, you gotta understand it, like, it's just, I don't know, man, like, there's time always affords opportunity and hope. But, yo, this is going to be a crazy fucking 4 years with the orange man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the orange.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, dog, man, the memes yesterday, man. Talking about levity, dog. When they said, what's the one I was saying? This is not what we meant when orange is the new black. I was on the floor, dog.
We need that. Like, yesterday, I didn't want to laugh. Yesterday. Like, I realized, and just now, just on a personal level, like, isolation is the worst shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yeah.
It seems like it's a good idea, but that's because you're only talking to your fucking self. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, you need to, because you'll eventually feel better when you get around other people, and you, like, literally, you know what I'm saying, fucking talk it out, and, you know what I'm saying, and get that shit together. You know, hey, yo, but this is the thing, like, man, like, we're like, this is like an hour and a half of fucking dopeness. Like, this is like, yo, like, you came out the gate swinging with some, like, you were starting the show, homie. Like, I'm just here.
Just my thoughts, man.
I just want to say, this one last thing, you know, just wrap this shit up, dog. Like, if I would have known what I know now about Trump winning, I literally would have just voted in Conway for president. Because fuck what anybody is talking about. The best hip hop that's being made right now is coming the fuck out of Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it sounds crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Westside Gunn and Conway. That shit is that, cool, man. It's that good boom bap, man.
It's the endless boom bap. Like, have you heard the song Lobos yet?
Damn, listen.
You have to listen, like...
Is it track three?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. I will send you Lobos, and I will send you Dirty Needles. There's another dude with the Black Soprano family, Benny, that they fuck with. This shit is so good, but Lobos is so fucking smooth. It's so hard. And then granted, like, yes, they're doing nothing but shooting people and selling crack. I get it. Not the most popular stereotypes. They're super stereotypes. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they are, I don't know. Like, when they say that people are comparing them to the new Ray and Ghost, this shit is deserving. Nobody has, like, you know what I'm saying, this conservative record, you know what I'm saying, I think Designer's on the production. Their production is fucking immaculate. There's, I mean, like, if you have not listened to them, it's ridiculous. Like, Black Mode did, he did do Mr. T for West Side Gun, but Mr. T with West Side Gun? Oh my god, like, this shit is so great, it almost brings a man tear to my eye. It just, it's one single solitary tear, like, how the fuck are you making music that is just... I have not heard a bad West Side Gun, fucking bad Conway song, bad Black Soprano song, yet! Just like Rex Ryan, fuck him, he voted for Trump. The West, you know what I'm saying, the song Rex Ryan with fucking Rock Marcy, you know what I'm saying, and them on it, this shit is so fucking good. It's just... It's like, yo, I don't deserve this shit, B. We don't deserve this shit. Nobody deserves music that fucking good. Nobody, yo. Nobody. Yo, Conway for fucking president. That's it. Next, Conway 2020. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. So it's just, that's my final statement. I'm done. I'm telling reality, and I'm fucking balling up the paper, and I'm throwing that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go listen to some fucking Conway. And you should, too.
Gonna go back and listen to
Pun. Oh yeah, you know what? That's right. It's his birthday. Conway after Pun. But yo, man, it's been dope chopping it up with you, man. We gotta definitely do this shit. not next year, maybe next month, you know what I'm saying, on that. And it's all right, you know what I'm saying? Go listen to some Law by Nature, too, man. Everything's going to be all right, hopefully. I'll holler at you, partner.
All right, bro. Yep. All right,
peace.